The day he met Lincoln, Grenville Dodge was 28 years old. Born April 12, 1831, in Massachusetts, the son of a common laborer, he had worked on his first railroad at age 14 as a surveyor for Frederick Lander, who became one of the ablest surveyors in the exploration of the West. Lander was impressed by Dodge and told him to go to Norwich University in Vermont to become an engineer. He also gave Dodge his first vision of a Pacific railroad. In 1848, Dodge entered Norwich. He found a faculty in Norwich who were, in his words, filled with enthusiasm for expansion of railroads from the Atlantic to the Pacific. Like them, Dodge was also strong for steam power. In his diary in the fall of 1850, he wrote, 43 years ago today, on October 12, 1807, Fulton made his first steamboat trip up the Hudson River. How wonderful has been the effect of his discovery! In the short space of 43 years, steam power has revolutionized the world. 2 months later, Dodge moved to Illinois, where the Rock Island was just getting ready to grade for the track. He worked for the Rock Island and other railroads. In January 1852, Dodge went to work for the Illinois Central Railroad Company. The railroad drove up the price of lands per acre from $1.25 to $6 in 1853, and to $25 by 1856, the year it was completed. But the 21-year-old Dodge was more interested in the Rock Island's construction to the west than in the IC headed south. He quit the IC in 1853 and went back to work with the Rock Island, writing his father, "It is the true Pacific Road and will be built to Council Bluffs and then on to San Francisco, this being the shortest and most feasible route." He was right about part of this. The Chicago-Rock Island was the first railroad to cross Illinois from Chicago to the Mississippi River. Henry Farnham, who had railroad experience in Connecticut, and Chicago resident Joseph Sheffield had done a survey westward from Rock Island. In 1852, they made another survey across Iowa, this time for the Mississippi and Missouri Railroad, organized by the Rock Island with Peter A. Day as engineer. In the autumn of 1852, Dodge made an application to Day. Day put the youngster to work on a construction party, then as a surveyor across Iowa for the Mississippi and Missouri Railroad. Iowa was a natural link between the roads being pushed west from Chicago and any road crossing the Missouri River. Dodge went surveying on his own west of Iowa City with the Missouri River as his destination.